Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Sabah al Khair fi Ramadan on the Voice of the Cape. And of course, a minute away from the hour of 6, we head straight into our Virtues of Ramadan segment with Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels, who joins us online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Muhammad Zaid, kayf al hal?
Bi khair alhamdulillah, wa anta ya Sheikh?
Alhamdulillah,
kudrat Allah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Sheikh, Virtues of Ramadan once again this morning, and of course, heading straight into our nasihah. Our topics today, just touching on relations between a husband and wife during the month of Ramadan, advice for the newlyweds, and general advice for everyone else as well, Sheikh.
Inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My dear and beloved mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and beloved youth and children, I greet you with universal greetings of love and peace and mercy. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So first of all, my dear ones, I want to express and say that we are so busy with the four things that that was advised by our beloved Nabi Muhammad wasalam, to increase to say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and to increase to say Astaghfirullah, and to increase to ask Allah the Jannah and seek protection from the fire of Jahannam, that we maybe sometimes neglect the other important and most beloved words to Allah. For example, the most beloved four words to Allah is to say Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. So I want just to remind myself first, and your honorable selves, don't neglect to say in the month of Ramadan, in abundance, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. And the other two words who are easy on the tongue, says Rasulullah, and most beloved to Allah, and it's going to tip our scales for the day of Qiyamah. Just imagine, tip our scales. It's going to weigh so heavily on our scales. It's going to tip the scales to the right-hand side. It's to say, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah. So please, my dear ones, don't neglect in the month of Ramadan, daytime and nighttime, to increase, to say, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. The other point, before we come to the topic of the day, the other point of yesterday that we don't want to lose sight of is the dedicate of our time to the words of Allah. My dear ones, just think about it seriously. Just imagine Allah has sent to us the greatest communication and a direct communication from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, and we don't even worry to open it up and to read and to understand. No wonder Allah is asking the question in the Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Don't people make time to ponder and to contemplate on my words? Allahu Akbar. It's almost like you are far away in the world and your mother or your father sends you letters communicating with you. And after a few years, when you came back home, your mother asks you, did you read my letters that I sent to you? And you say, no, mom. And your mom says, you mean you didn't even bother to read my letters that I've spent so much time and effort to send to you? Subhanallah. So my dear ones, just imagine Allah sending to us information and we don't even open and make sure that we understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has communicated to us. And another important point that we've made yesterday is, why don't we improve in our discussions a bit amongst our families and colleagues and friends? Why don't we share with one another of what we've read and benefited from the Quran, instead of the discussion just being about cricket and rugby and the soapies and the films and speaking about other people? I think the way forward, because there must be a way forward, there must be improvement, is that when we come together, we discuss what we've read about the Quran. For example, a few years ago, we decided in Porter's Masjid that after the weekend after Fajr, we're going to read the Musallis, and the information that I've learned from people reading in the English explanation of the Quran, one of the brothers, and he doesn't understand Arabic, he read it in English. He came to us and he taught us something beautiful, that the middle word of the Quran, wal yatalattaf, is not only the middle word, it is the most balanced word in the Quran, and it means Be careful, Allah with God. Just imagine how powerful and great these two words are. Be careful. And you can take it so far. Be careful what you do. Be careful what you say. Be careful how you say it. Subhanallah. So, and then, my dear ones, we quickly want to go to the issue and the topic of the day. How do we express ourselves in the month of Ramadan? Are we happy and smiling, or are we moody and angry? And in many parts of the world, they say that some Muslims are so moody and have so much ugly expressions on their faces that you are even too afraid to ask them anything. Or even worse, they say some husbands are so much affected by the fasting that the wife is too afraid to ask him anything. No, my dear ones, that is not the meaning. That's not the meaning and the objective of month of Ramadan and fasting. In the month of Ramadan, we need to display the best of character. We need to show that we are so happy to fast. And we display so much energy. Allahu Akbar. I just want to remind quickly that our beloved Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Sahaba, one of the battles that they've done in the month of Ramadan is the Battle of Badr. Because a Muslim has got a lot of energy and spirit in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is about developing taqwa, my dear ones. And taqwa and beautiful character goes hand in hand. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad was asked, "An akthari ma yudkhilu an-nas al-jannata, ya Rasulullah, what will be the reason that most of the people will be in Jannah?" And the Nabi Muhammad said two things. Taqwa Allah wa husnul khuluq. Because of their piety, because of their taqwa, and because of their beautiful character, said Nabi Muhammad. So my dear ones, in the month of Ramadan, we must have the best of character, the most beautiful smiles. And listen to what the Nabi Muhammad also said. أَقْرَبُ النَّاسِ إِلَيَّ مَجْلِسًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَحْسَنُمْ خُلُقًا. The people nearest to me on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah is going to be the highest, highest rank in Jannah. Please think about the hadith. The Nabi Muhammad says, the people closest to me in Jannah are those people who have the best of character. So my dear ones, let us display the best of character in Ramadan. And let one of our main aims be to be of those who are most beloved and dearest to Allah. And who are they? According to the Nabi Muhammad ﷺ, I did this hadith 3 days ago, but it is so worthwhile to listen to it again. The Nabi Muhammad was asked, "Ya Rasulullah, of all the people in the world, who are the most dearest and beloved to Allah?" And the Nabi Muhammad said, "Ahsanum khuluqa." Those of them were the best of character. So my dear ones, with these beautiful ahadith of our beloved Nabi Muhammad, let us display the best of character. Our focus needs to be, the expression must be an expression of happiness, that we are carrying out the command of Allah. We are in the best month of the year, the month of Ramadan. Allah has honored us to be part of the Ummah of Rasulullah. There's a special door for us. There are 8 doors of Jannah. There's a special door that is waiting for us, that the people of Ramadan, the first in Ramadan, that they will enter. May Allah grant all of us to be of those who are going to enter through the Bab of Riyan in the Jannah. And may Allah grant us the honor to meet our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear ones, have a wonderful day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The voice of Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel's Imam at the Portland Masjid, and also a part of the Imamate Council of Mitchell's Plain. We say shukran to you, Sheikh, and we look forward to speaking to you once again tomorrow morning.